Dr. Mark Felt is calling the president.
Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Mr. President, do you want Mark Felt? Hold on just a moment. Put him on to me, please.
All right.
Hello?
Hello.
Mark, this is Chuck Colson. I'm sitting with the president. He just asked me to take the call. Can you give us an update?
There's one subject.
Right.
Its original reports were there were three.
Right.
The other two were two teenagers who apparently were frightened and were running and were taken into custody, but they have been released.
So there's only one subject.
And released. There's one subject. His name is Arthur Bremmer, B-R-E-M-M-E-R. He's a white male and 22 years old. He's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's here in a car with Milwaukee tag. This is from his driver's license. He purchased the gun in Milwaukee. It's a 5-shot 38, one of those small models.
Yep.
And he's in Prince George's Hospital with mainly contusion when they beat him up out there after he shot Mr. Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
No one has talked to him other than the doctor. And no one will talk to him except the agent. We will interview him as soon as the doctors give us permission. Tell the president that we have taken over the responsibility for his safety. And we'll have agents on duty out there in sufficient numbers to ensure that we can handle that. Tell him that we're taking over the full responsibility for the investigation of the case, because we have not only the assault on Wallace, but the assault on the Secret Service agent. Incidentally, he's out of surgery.
But Wallace is?
No, the Secret Service agent.
Oh, the Secret Service agent, right.
Yeah, and he's in the intensive care unit, but the indications are that he'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's about the status of it now.
Do you have any indication, Mark, when they will begin to question?
Probably within the hour.
I would hope that your people would out there would urge that they be allowed to question as soon as possible, that they not be put off on their questioning.
All right.
And I assume you ask him a whole gamut of questions, including political questions and his views on other matters. And
yes, sir, that's right. We'll go the whole route.
Yep.
It's the indication.
Mark, hold on just a moment.
Yeah.
We just, one of my assistants was just saying to me that he'd had a couple of rumors. One is that some Kennedy people were involved in that this fellow and some of his associates were Kennedy friends. And the second report we've had is that the fellow was an anti-war radical.
I would say the latter would be more likely.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
I've heard absolutely nothing on that Kennedy angle, but I'll be sure and pass that along.
Well, be sure you push that, Mark, just to be certain that they ask those kind of questions, you know, to get that kind of information.
Sure will. What I'll do is be back in 30 minutes and give you another report.
All right. I tell you, if there's some reason that they can't start the questioning in 30 minutes, let us know that.
All right.
Hold on just a minute. Yeah, Mark, you can disregard John Ehrlichman's call because we're taking care of it with you right now directly.
All right.
He was going to raise with you these two rumors that we had heard. One that anti-war revolutionary from University of Wisconsin. The second is that he'd been involved in some political activities with Ted Kennedy and some of Ted Kennedy's people. But I think both of those ought to be checked because they're, as I'm told by my assistant here, they're running rampant as rumors. But the president wants to be absolutely certain, Mark, that we don't delay in questioning. That's the most important thing, because
we'll push it as hard as we can, and also give him the assurance that we're assuming responsibility for his safety. Now, that's something we don't ordinarily do, but I'm
That is very, very important, because if you remember the President Kennedy assassination, my God, they got right to...
I sure do. We don't want that to happen.
No, that must not happen. But the thing that we really need is some information as soon as possible as to you know, how this, what this guy says.
Particularly on these two rumors, I'll have him raise those first.
Raise those early, and the moment you, are you in direct...
Be careful on that Kennedy way, you know, not to read in here. We know we'll have to draw him out.
Yeah, right, of course. Oh, naturally, yeah.
I think that's probably a pretty wild rumor.
Well, I do too, but that's, I'm just telling you, those are the two that...
We'll resolve both of them.
Yeah, my guy has been talking to all the pressmen the last hour, and those are two that have been floating. So that the only thing I would do, I would hope that if apparently this fellow is not wounded seriously...
I don't think so.
They shouldn't hold up the questioning, because... I don't have to tell you, the longer the fellow has to think, the less likely he is to come forward with whatever his motives and objects were in trying to do this.
No question.
Well, just move with some, persuade the doctors that you want to get in there and talk to him.
All right.
And give us a report in 30 minutes.
Good.
Great.
Very good.
Thank you. Bye.